This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, people. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast, and we are back again this week with another amazing, amazing episode for everyone out there. All right, my name is Ozioma Anioji, and I am with an amazing young man on the show today. You know how we do it on this show. There is always someone with me to discuss something that will either inspire you, inform, or educate you. Today, I want to look at how to market online and guarantee consistent sales. It's one thing to know that you should be online, you know, marketing your business. But then it's another thing to know how to do that and how to guarantee consistent sales. I mean, why do you have a product if you don't intend to sell it? And if you don't intend to make money, you know, selling consistently. All right, so this is what I want to look at today. And I have an online business growth and visibility consultant with me on the show. Thank you for joining me, Joseph Okuri. Welcome on the show.
Thank you for having me on this show. I am super excited to be here on the Rooted and Robust podcast. You're doing an amazing work here, I must confess. And your consistency is really, really inspiring for me, especially.
Thank you
for having me on the show. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. Thank you so much for that kind word. It's good to have you. Today, I want to look at how to market online. That's one thing. And also how to guarantee consistent sales. So this is your line of business. This is what you do. I mean, you're a consultant in this space. So first of all, what I'm curious about is, what is the first thing someone looking to sell online? What is the first thing they should do? If they want to start selling online, what is that first thing they should start doing immediately?
All right. Thank you. That's actually a very good starting point. Now, selling online, I think one of the first things that you must do is to understand the difference between selling online and selling offline.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take, for instance, if you're selling offline, you have a shop in the market. People know where that they can find you, and you always come out in the morning, you open your shop. And if you're in a big market, you know, people are always passing and they can easily see whatever it is you're selling because it's displayed and there's a signpost close to your shop telling them, okay, you can buy this equipment, you can make your hair here. All right.
Yeah.
That's basically how offline business is. Now, if you're coming online, it's almost the same business model. It's almost the same. It works almost the same way. But you have to understand that online is different from offline.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? People offline can easily trust you. They can easily walk into your shop because they can see you. They know where you're at. They know if there's a problem tomorrow, they will come back to you. And you either refund their money or they make trouble and scatter your shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's offline. So the trust level there is very easy for you to build.
Mm.
But when you take it online, first thing you need to understand is, I am coming online. Nobody on this space knows me from Adam.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that at the back of your mind and you're creating a product, telling people online, come and buy from me, we sell the best, whatever, we sell long life and prosperity, nobody cares about that. Yeah, because they don't know you, they don't know what you sell. They probably know what you sell, they can be aware of what you sell, but you in particular, they don't know you, they don't trust you, right? Because there's a general perception about anything online. So as a business owner that wants to take your business online, you want to start selling online, you want to leverage the internet for whatever it is you're doing, maybe for your purpose, for your passion, for your career, mm-hmm. you need to understand that nobody online knows me. That's the least thing that you should do. And most people always get this thing wrong and they keep struggling to sell because they just, whatever they are doing, whatever marketing you're doing, because you don't understand this basic foundation,
yeah.
people will just be looking at you, the person.
Mm.
And so the first thing that you now have to do if you want to start selling online is to find a way to build that trust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to something that they call KLT, know, like, and trust. These three things are like the core foundation that most people miss.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just call it a principle that most people miss. I started by saying they have a perception about online business. Scam, scam, scam. Because they probably have had a bad experience before with a vendor or with someone that promised to offer a service, or you were sold a product and it's not of good quality, what was promised in the sales page. You know, when you hire copywriters, what copywriters, their job is basically to make people pay for stuff. Yeah. So when you go to those sales pages and you go to webinar, those webinars, they've already recorded script for the webinar. So even if the products will not be able to deliver what they are promising, they will make it look as though it can deliver that thing, and you believe it.
Yeah.
Because there was a script for it. They know how to bring the headline. They know how to play with stories. They know how to, you know, trigger your desires. And when they are giving you those marketing messages, what they will just write is to trigger those desires, and yeah. you will take action. Yeah. After taking the action, you now realize that, oh, this thing did not deliver the promise. This wasn't what I signed up for. Oh, this thing is actually very difficult. Nobody told me. And so people now have this resistance about anything online. And that's why you hear them say you are a scammer. So that is just a general perception. So for you to now be able to get people to trust you out of several others that are doing the same thing that you're doing, you need to understand the principle, know, like, and trust. If people don't know you, there's no way they will like you.
Uh-huh.
If I'll be able to trust you, that means I've developed some kind of likeness for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then I can say, okay, I will trust you. And that trust doesn't come by just you telling me sweet stuff. It comes because you've done things. I've seen your action. I've seen you. You did things to prove that, okay, you are trustworthy. And so, for you to be able to build this know, like, and trust, we start from know. If people don't know you, how would they buy from you? Can't follow you, they can't become your customer. So one of the first things you have to do is to decide first, what platform do you want to start with?
To be known.
Yes. What platform? And as a beginner, you don't start with every platform. You don't start with too many platforms. Just start with one. Once you build that authority from that one, you can start expanding to several others, or you can use the ones, there's something they call discovery channels, like Instagram Reels and Facebook Reels. Also, you have YouTube Shorts now.
Shorts, yeah.
They are basically discovery channels. What it means is you don't have to run a sponsored advert for your content to be able to be found by people that are not following you. The organic reach for that one is not that limited, like posting just your normal content, text. Those ones are most of the time limited to your followers, your audience, yes. people that are your friends. So if you want to leverage discovery channels, that one is actually very, very okay. So that's basically you're creating a video. Yeah. So now you have to decide what is your product. Then you make a research. Where are my audience? Where? Because I'm just we can't go into creating a product. But the normal thing you're supposed to do first before creating a product or before saying this is what I offer, maybe your graphic designs, you're a graphic designer, you're a web developer, whatever it is you're offering as a service, mm-hmm. or the product that you're selling, you need to ask yourself, where are the kind of people that need this thing? Okay, that's the second question. Who needs this thing? That's the first thing. Who? What is this person's income level? Will they be able to afford my service? Will they be able to afford the charge? Uh-huh. Who are you looking to serve? If you're selling a product of 100,000 naira, you're sure not looking for someone that is earning just 20,000 naira in a month.
Sure.
Or an undergraduate that will always keep telling you, I don't have money, I'm a student.
Yeah.
So you're looking for someone that have at least an average income of, say, 100K to 150K. They can easily find it, okay to part with 50K. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So you need to ask yourself, who is that person that I want to serve with this product? And don't just assume it from your head. That's what most people do. They will tell you, see, this my idea is the best in the world. For real. You are telling them, have you tried this thing? They'll tell you, forget, this is the game changer. Okay. I had an experience in 2020. Lockdown was already lifted by then. That was in November. So I started e-commerce in November. I saw this product online. It's a blender. And I thought, wow, this thing is good. Everybody will love it. So I saw it and I'm like, yes, this is the game changer, because I was a beginner. I didn't know that you're supposed to test the product before buying it. I bought 24 pieces of this product without first testing it with Facebook ad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I bought it. Now I now set up my ad.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I found out was, oh God, I bought it at a very costly rate.
Wow.
Now, if I'm to add the money for my advert, add the money for delivery, then my profit on top of the money I bought it, I'll be selling like 3 times the amount other people are selling the same products on Facebook.
Wow.
Just look at that. And I had already paid for the products over 100K. I sent it.
Wow.
Only to set up my ad, and I was seeing people saying, is it not this thing that... To them, what is 16K? And I started observing other adverts I was seeing about the same product, about the same blender, and I saw that, oh, my price is actually the highest, and it's not just by, let's say, 2,000 or 3,000 naira. I struggled to sell that product out. I couldn't sell it. I think I sold just one piece of it. The other one that I sent to the person in Benue State, he did not collect it. It was when the product got there that she started asking me, are you saying this thing is 16,500? I cannot pay this amount too, because she just started saying a lot of stories.
Yeah.
So I ended up dashing out a few of them to people, just did some charity for them. Then I think I gave one to my sis. And I still have like 2 of them in my house here. Yes. So from that experience was when I learned what it actually means when they say, first off, do your research and know that this thing, the market wants it. And not just wanting it. Most people will just say, yes, the demand is there. Are they ready to pay that amount? Are they ready?
Mm-hmm.
If they can't pay for it, then the desire is nothing. The desire is just nothing, because money will not exchange hands. Money will not come to your pocket.
Sure.
That's why you have thousands of people always making an inquiry. I just wanted to make an inquiry. Making an inquiry. Everybody's making an inquiry. Nobody is buying. They don't have the purchasing power. Or you're not giving them the right offer. So I share that to only drive this point home. You need to make your research and test that idea, test that product to see if there's a demand for it. Very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Once you determine, okay, this thing, the market wants it, where can I find these people? Where are they gathered? Right?
Yeah.
There is organic way to reach people. There is paid traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Organic means on social media, you're not paying anything. The only thing you're paying is just your data subscription and your time. So you choose a platform like Instagram. So if what you're doing has to do with a lot of visuals, then Instagram is one of the perfect platform for you. Yeah. And again, TikTok. Choose that platform. I'm talking about organically now.
Yeah.
Start creating content. Before you start creating content, there's what is called positioning. Your positioning has to do with, first, how you want people to perceive you once they come in contact with your page.
Mm-hmm.
So some of you, some people are running a business online and you are using a name as It's Sunday, Miss Sexy. Are you playing?
What kind of play is that?
Because even if you're selling the best products, once the person sees your name, this one is not a professional, and people don't buy from amateurs. So if you're coming into the market, you're coming into the online space, and you get your positioning wrong, you will be making noise. Like, nobody will even listen to you because people don't buy from amateurs. That is why your positioning is very important. Sure. Some people on their business page, they'll be posting sexual content on your business page. What is the perception that you want people to have about you once they come in contact with you?
Yeah.
And we're talking about no now.
Mm-hmm.
The main points. First, your profile picture. Second, your bio. Just simply say just name the product that you're selling, right? And if you're a service provider, tell them what you do. Just simply state it. Don't go and write seven-figure consultant.
Not long grammar.
Like, those things doesn't mean anything to people any longer. So if you really want people to take you serious, let your bio communicate it. This is the solution I am bringing here for you. Very important.
Yeah.
All right. So the second positioning is with content.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we do, that awareness. And with creating that awareness, people will come to know you. Sometimes you create a content and some other persons that are following you already, they like it so much that they share it.
Mm.
By sharing that content, what happened? Others will see it. And because they saw that content and they're like, wow, this actually makes a lot of sense. This is the kind of person I should be following. They will come to your page and follow you.
Sure.
And so what kind of content do you now want to create? Do you want to start telling them, come and buy from me? I don't want to go to the village. For real, that's almost a lot of people do these days. You see them on Instagram posting, hey, our wig have arrived. Will come and buy from us. Please, so your guest does not want to go pro. That's not content. Can you tell people how to maintain the wig that they have? How to store it? Can you create content on how to spot the right wig for you? The original one, how to get exactly what you paid for.
Mm.
Can you create content on the kind of wig that will match different outfits? If you check on Instagram, how many of them are doing this thing? A few,
yeah.
The majority, the same thing. New arrivals, place your order, place your order. And so, if you really want to win this game, people will not tell you scam. You have to build that thing with content that that will make them, this person is different. Person is different. And what it tells them is, this one is an authority in this field. I should listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Once you achieve that, they've started liking you. And from the likeness, because they've come to know you that you're always there. You care more about them than your money. And I always say this, marketing is all about helping.
True.
Helping. If you're there to collect people's money, then you will not get the money. If you take most of the brands that we support today, they started out by having the people in the mind. Yes. Just imagine a platform like this. Zoom. They are making a lot of money today. And it's worth billions of dollars. Why? Because it was able to connect you and I. I think you're in Lagos right now.
Yeah.
And I'm in Abuja. Just look at the distance. We are connecting. We are speaking as though we are in the same room and we are sharing something valuable. And so if you have this mindset, you shift the focus from I want to make this money now to I want to provide as much value that is better than my competitors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what will get people to trust you. And once anybody can trust you, selling becomes easy.
Easy. I like how you ended it. If you do this, selling becomes easy. Because I know one of the hardest things people, or one of the problems people encounter is, how do I easily sell? Like, I don't know how to sell. You know, you have a product, but the next thing is I want to sell. Should I talk about it? Just like you said, new arrivals, yeah, come and buy you, you know. But then if you understand these basic principles and know that, okay, there needs to be a knowing, a liking, you know, some people will buy from you because they like you, not necessarily. In fact, some people buy because they like you first before they even talk about, oh, is this thing even going to work? You know, because they've built, like you said,
yeah,
able to build a level of trust over time. You know, they can now say, okay, if it's coming from her, just buy it. So you need to know that. And that's why people always tell you that it takes time to build this thing. All right. So I wanted to also touch on that. Something you said initially when you talked about the organic and the paid. You know, the organic and the paid. So because if you want to sell, you're going to sell to an audience. So either you build this audience organically or you build it through the paid route. So I wanted to touch on that because we're also talking about consistent sale. So if you're going to make consistent sales, how do we do that? Which route is better, the organic or the paid? How do we get consistent sales? Because that's also an important aspect of our conversation.
Yes. All right. So first off, I really want to break some table first. Am I allowed?
Please, I hope we can see. Well, as long as we can mend the table, that's fine.
All right. So organic traffic will not make you blow as a business owner.
Mm.
Anytime, any day listening to this episode, write it down. Organic traffic will not make you blow.
Mm.
And I am saying this because there is this thing that is going on online now. I made 7 figures without spending a dime on running ad. I did this organically. You too can do it if you have a smartphone and you have this determination, all of those things. Now, that is not totally false.
Mm-hmm.
But the effect this thing has on people is what is now a problem, because most people now believe if I have a smartphone and I have the determination organically as a graphic designer, as a consultant, they will now believe, yes, let me just post on WhatsApp, post on Facebook, somebody will see my product and come and buy.
Right.
Maybe they say we should go online. They say we should go online, but
online.
Post it online, post 1,000 pictures, post 50 pictures, post those photos of what we are doing. Tell people we are doing it. We are online now. Oh yeah, come and buy. In the end of the day, maybe you make like a few sales, one or two or 10. But we're talking about consistent sales.
Uh-huh.
What we guarantee consistent sales is not organic traffic alone. Organic traffic basically limits you to a certain audience.
Uh-huh.
It's just like doing house fellowship. When you know you have the capacity, you know something that people in a crusade will be able to buy. Which will you prefer?
Crusade.
That's it. So just picture it as, okay, for people that are not Christian, we're not talking about house fellowship. It's just a small gathering of people that are not up to 50 most of the time, right? Mm-hmm. They just gather to fellowship together. So would you rather prefer you have that kind of audience and keep, you know, recycling your content, always telling them, yeah, this is what we have, this is it, this is it, this is it, and giving them value? Some of them will be clapping for you, shouting and jumping up, oh, I am inspired by you. None of those things. Then a few of them will make a purchase. Why not you take it to a crusade where you have a whole lot of people and your chances of making that sale increases more sales than just a few ones you're going to make? So I'm just trying to relate it. Now, I believe any serious business owner should start saving money to invest in paid adverts, not just once, consistently. So if you do that paid adverts and join it with your organic, because people don't have this understanding when they are running ads. Most of the time, what will make your ad to convert is the kind of credibility you already have online.
Online.
So people want to know, okay, we've seen your ad, we've seen your offer. It makes a whole lot of sense to me. But can I find you anywhere?
Uh-huh.
Are there things you've been doing before now? Where is your authority? Like if I go to your platform now, if I go to your platform on Facebook, I see the kind of content you're creating. I see the guests that you interview on your podcast every week. Mm-hmm. And so if you come out now and tell people, okay, I want to train you on how to launch your own podcast in 10 days and how to grow an audience for it, that's fine. It sounds sweet. They know already that, okay, yes, okay, you've told me you can do these things for me, but what is your track record like?
Yeah, where have you done it?
Where have you done it? These days, you see some people, when they are writing a sales message, they will tell you proof here. What that thing does for you is basically to lower the resistance level. Because once people see that proof that, okay, this thing is verifiable, she's not lying, she's not making it up, I can see when she started, oh, wow, she has even recorded over 50 episodes. Okay, I can listen to this person. You're the real deal. For you to be able to sell online consistently, you need three things. One of them is the source of the traffic, which is what we're discussing here already. We've talked about when you hear traffic, you can just relate it to the normal traffic you see on the road.
Yeah.
Basically, a large gathering, right? Mm-hmm. People that are just, the number is huge. The number is, you know, much. That's what you're looking at when we're talking about traffic. So don't let that look too complex. So the source of your traffic, you need to first determine what that source is. Is it paid traffic or organic traffic? We'll talk about organic traffic. You have to do organic traffic and paid traffic. Don't leave one behind.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second thing is your funnel. This is another topic on its own. So I'll just...
Yeah.
Your funnel, because you know if you're serious about running your business, that you want to start making consistent sales, you need a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
That funnel is not something you start asking me, should I just direct people to WhatsApp? People have created YouTube videos, YouTube tutorials on this. Run ads straight to your WhatsApp. Don't run ads straight to your WhatsApp. There has to be a landing page first. What that does for you is to filter out people that are very lazy.
Yeah.
Imagine when people are coming to your DM asking you questions, you tell them to do something and they will not do it, they'll just leave you on read. Why? You ran your ad without a landing page. There wasn't a funnel. That funnel is basically the step that people have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
The step-by-step process that you have to go through until they finally make a purchase. When they discover you, they develop interest, read through your sales copy, requested access for maybe a lead magnet.
Uh-huh.
This is a broad topic on its own. I don't really want to go deeper. So just, you can make research for yourself. Go on Google, you see, go on YouTube, you see a lot of videos about sales funnel, and you can know how to navigate that from there, right?
Yeah.
This third thing is your offer. If you want to sell consistently, this is it. If you miss it here, forget it. What most people think is an offer is they're doing promo. Like this is December now. The only time most people sell is when they are doing promo / price. If you want consistent sales, and when we're talking about sales, it's not about those that have a product alone. If you acquire new clients, that's a sale for you. That is conversion.
Yeah.
So if you're into service, don't think I'm talking to people that are only selling products. Yes. No.
Yeah.
It applies to you. Because let's take, for instance, you're a web designer, right? You're a web designer and you need more clients. You need consistent clients. What do? Create a simple page online for consulting, free consultation. The number of clients you want every month, just tell yourself, this is the number of clients I want every month. What you have to do is tell people, you can create a very short video, right? Yeah. Or yes, a short video. Tell them the top 5 reasons why you need a website for your business. Click the link below to get access to it. It can just be a short ebook. I'm giving somebody an idea. Anybody can use this idea. Just know that, okay, this is where I am offering this solution, whether via a product I'm selling or a service. What are the things that I can do for people for free so that they'll be able to know that, okay, this is the right guy to go to and this is why they need this thing. So tell them, just create a very short ebook, just 20 pages or 10 pages. It can be an ebook, it can be an audio content, audio recording.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a short video that is not up to 1 hour. Maybe in 30 minutes, you've already explained everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of it, you put what is called a call to action, CTA. On that CTA, what you are basically doing is, if you want to learn more about this, contact me for a free consultation session. Taking it from there is basically, once that person contacts you for a free consultation session that you're offering, that free consultation session, you're not there to come and start telling him, I am the right guy to do this thing. I'll help you do this. I'll help you do that. No, that's where most people miss it. What you're simply doing there is, okay, this is it. A website will help you build credibility.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of scammers are online these days. They just post anything online. But if you have a website and show people where your business is located, the things you've done, people you've worked with,
yeah,
the pictures they are seeing testimonials on your page, what will happen? It will increase trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you now give the person your best possible suggestion. Okay, if you don't have the budget for your website now, you can actually start with a social media account. After doing all of these things, you tell them, yes, this is all that is needed here. You can just go ahead and implement that for your business.
Mm.
You know what this person is going to do? Can you do it for us?
Yeah.
They might not tell you instantly. What most people are afraid of is, if I tell them everything, they'll go and call someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. If they do that, that is their own business. You always get people.
Sure.
So if they don't say that instantly, they'll go and try it out. Most people will go to YouTube. They will go to YouTube and browsers that you spoke about. They will try it on their own.
Yeah, I'll come back.
They say, oh, this is not my calling. Let me just pay this guy.
I beg.
Anybody can actually apply this thing we are talking about. It's not based on just products only.
Yeah.
So an offer, as I was saying, is not about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of these things.
Cyber Monday.
That's when most people sell things, right? So from January to
October.
November,
no sale.
Do you want to starve? Let me tell you what an offer is. Offering a discount is part of it. You can just offer a discount so that people will be able to take action. It's part of it. But an offer is just that thing that separates you from others. Someone is doing a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people out there are doing a podcast. Now, most of them don't have a newsletter. You now decide that, okay, aside from offering you this value that I'm giving you already on the podcast, I'll be sending you weekly newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offering something extra. Extra benefits. This is not even like a paid something, but you're offering something extra. And you know what that is going to do to you, do for you? People will always choose you. What is your offer? It could be your customer service.
Mm.
You see, we don't just sell you our products and collect your money like every other person out there. No.
We care.
We care. We check on you. Anytime you're stuck, we are there to answer you 24/7. Do you know that? Do you know that anger when you go to the bank and they are telling you come back next tomorrow,
And
they tell you 5 working days. You know how annoying that thing is.
Very annoying.
That's how a lot of brands online are. You see somebody post stuff on IG after making the order, sending the money. You will now be the one to start chasing them to deliver your products. And so, if you are not coming to the market with this understanding, okay, what is that thing that I can do better than these people? They are doing it, but no, I need an offer. Are you seeing the difference?
Mm-hmm.
These little things are actually what moves people. So, the three things that you need to have: your source of traffic, funnel, and offer. And lastly, making consistent sales is as a result of what you've done for a while. So if you're just starting, you don't expect that you start making consistent sales in just 10 days into that business.
And to build credibility.
Build credibility. There has to be a track record.
So I'm sure anyone that is probably starting out and is wondering, okay, where do I even begin from? What do I do first? What do I do next? This is an entirety of what you need to start to continue doing. And even when you start making the consistent sales, like you said, you don't stop. You just, whatever got you here, you should do more of it to get to the next level.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm grateful. Thank you so much, Joseph. Thank you very much. This was an amazing session with you today. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In 2 seconds, can you just quickly talk about your podcast? Because I also know you have a podcast. And what is it about and where can people get to listen to it? Because it's also about, your podcast is basically business related content. That's what you share. So,
All right. Okay, so my podcast is basically focused at helping business owners to be able to run their business online and getting results in the fastest time possible. I call it the 360 entrepreneur. It's on Apple Podcasts, it's on Spotify.
All right, so guys, it's the 360 entrepreneur, and get listening to Joseph's podcast and you will get amazing value. He shares so many content on business. Business is a business guy. Business. Right. So thank you again, Joseph, for being on the show. I appreciate this. All right. This is why we call it a day today. I hope you guys got so much value today with Joseph Okorie on the show. All right, guys. As always, I will come your way again next week with another amazing episode. It is from me to you. Have a beautiful day, an amazing week. Bye-bye. God bless you guys. Bye.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.